Hey guys, I'm fired up tonight to have my better half, Tony, here with me again today. Last time you were on, we did what? We did a Blanco blind, right?
We did. Yep.
Yeah, and you had fun on that, right?
Yep.
And today we're going to do a Repo blind. All right, so I get lots of people tell me a good way to do this, and then when it's time to do it, I forget how they told me to do it. I poured her four glasses out of these four amazing tequilas. Crete de Oro, El Tesoro, Musto, and the new Yeyo Repo. So I poured those so I know which four hers are.
And I poured those so I know which four his are.
So we won't be drinking the same thing at the same time because we just don't know unless we accidentally poured exactly the same thing.
That would be something.
That'd be crazy, yeah. But I bet it didn't happen that way. So what we're going to do is all four of these are already fantastic tequilas. We know that, right? But these are, you know, really pretty different tequilas, all from different noms. Sometimes we have same noms, so different noms. And three tequilas mostly from the Highlands and one from the Valleys. Or Valles, as I'm supposed to say. So you ready? Are you going to dig into them?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, what are you going to start with? You're going to start number one? Okay. Well, I'll do number one, too. We're not being the same thing. But we can still talk about number one together.
White or yellow.
That smells good. Mine does.
Smell like tequila?
It smells like tequila, but this one, to me, it smells like it might be the Yeyo. It's got a little bit of a tropical fruit smell to it. I could be wrong, but it seems like I get a little bit of that rum cast. Should we nose each one and then taste each one, or should we nose and taste? Your choice. Guest choice.
Let's nose and taste.
Okay, so I'm going to taste number one.
I don't know what mine again smells like.
Hmm.
I like the taste of this. It's like, I want to say fruity, maybe fruity.
My number one is fruity too, like tropical fruit.
It's a smooth, there's not a lot of burn.
No. A little warm in the mouth and the finish. Well, mine is. We're not drinking the same thing potentially. And we're drinking out of different glasses too. You have the Agave Social Respecto and maybe a Fortune's Fool glass. I am drinking out of the Saboro Cultura glasses that we got at the event in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, which was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, that was so fun. Yes, and amazing. So many amazing brands, tequila brands. Yes.
I just wish I remembered more of it.
Well, I mean, my goodness, how there were so many tastings. So, yeah.
Yeah, there were so many great tequilas. We had a great time, a lot of culture, great music, and amazing people. And that was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
This is an Agave Social Club.
Yeah, you got Agave Social Club and then
Fortune Fools.
And a Respecto, and I think a Fortune Fool at the end, right? Yeah. Okay.
It had a perfume taste the second time.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so. I guess floral. Is that floral?
It could be floral, yeah. Yeah, that would be perfumey, I guess. Okay. I feel like I know what that is. In the finish, it answers what I think that is.
Are you guessing which
one? No, but I will.
Because I would.
You can say which one you like the best, and I'll guess which ones they are. How's that?
Okay.
All right, let's jump into number two. Did you like how I could write on my glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah. That pen's pretty nifty.
If it washes off.
It does. It's part of the my travel setup.
Oh, so then you write what you take and then you
right, so you know what it is, right? So if you are rolling out on a plane trip with these, I think it's called Aged in Oak. So these Aged in Oak travel kits, right? So the beauty to this is you can put up to 3 ounces of this one's a Four Roses, but I would Four Roses is great, but I'm going to put tequila in it. So if you're going to fly and you want to take your own tequila with you on the plane, you can do that. And if you sit in the right place, they'll bring you a glass to drink it. And if you sit in the wrong place, they'll tell you you're not allowed to. That works.
Ask them for some orange juice and then.
Right. Yeah. Make yourself a tequila sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you ask for grenadine too?
Probably
okay.
Not.
This one's nose to me is a little more mineral, a little more earthy.
Same. Yeah.
But colors are different though. So not the same ones. You're tasting?
Yeah, it has like what you would say cement, I think.
Oh, you're getting some pedricore? Okay. That's got some citrus in the finish, and it's got a lot of cooked agave in the beginning. The nose has like a little bit of funkiness with cooked agave. I still think I know what this one is, but this one I'm unsure of. That's really good, though.
This kind of has a spice to it.
So like a peppery spice or like a all baking spice or cinnamon?
Like a cinnamon spice.
Okay, I think I know what that one is, but I'm not 100%. Number three. This has a very citrusy smell and very floral.
Oh, okay. So this one has a cinnamon's.
Oh, really? Get a big cinnamon
very
hit?
Cinnamon. I would say that's not cinnamon now. So
from
tasting this, I don't want to taste it again because I don't want that cinnamon to go away.
We'll taste it again. The cinnamon will still be there.
It may not be.
No, it's going to be.
It was. So that really has a cinnamon. Did not smell like cinnamon, but.
Okay, that's between two of them, I think. Yeah, number four. I think I know what this one is for sure. Just off the nose on my number four. What's your number four smell like?
Like wet rain.
Yeah, I love wet rain. I got a little Pedricor rain in one of these as well. Okay, now I'm going to have to.
Oh, this has a big burn.
Really?
In my mouth, yeah.
It's like really hot, like peppery.
Yeah.
Make your mouth water a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It tingles like in the back of your tongue.
Yeah.
That means it's really nice. That's a good tequila.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're all nice.
I mean, every one of these are drinkers. Like these are amazing. And these brands, these four brands are off the charts good. El Tesoro, one of my favorite tequilas. It's a go-to. We went to the liquor store today for Father's Day and I picked up, El Tesoro.
Oh, is that what that was for?
That was my Father's Day present. I was going to go a second time to pick up some more, but I didn't. And Crete de Oro, I'm actually wearing the shirt today. I think this tequila is amazing. Renac is doing amazing things with not only tequila, but also putting out some great mezcals. And Musto, this is your friend Oscar Vazquez. This is master distiller. Yeah. Paolo and Dave are bringing this tequila to the market, and it is so good. And then, of course, Yayo.
I met Paolo and Dave at the thing in Chicago.
You did not? No, they weren't there. You met Oscar?
I knew Oscar, right?
And Roberto from Zumbador.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, great people. Not Paolo and Dave are great people, too. They just weren't at the event.
I thought they were.
And then this John Bollinger and Sergio Cruz bring us Yayo, which is one of my favorite brands. It truly is. That it's always got a great flavor. So this one is aged in rum cast. So it's actually four square rum, which a friend of mine bought me a bottle of, I think, 12-year four square rum as a gift when we did his mortgage closing. Yeah. So Alex. And so this has got a little bit of a tropical hint, some great flavors that way. This tequila is aged in American white oak barrels. I honestly forget what Renacs are aged in. I believe they're also American oak. And
do his research and let you know.
Yeah, these guys are in Jim Beam barrels. Tohono are crushed, roller mill crushed, roller mill crushed, roller mill crushed. All of them are Highlands agaves.
You said that one was that.
No, this Highlands. Yeah. Oh. I thought it's not.
Okay, they're all
Baez. This is, all Highlands agaves. This one's more like a middle land. But still in Los Altos region. So nothing Valles, if I said that earlier. Yeah, I messed up in the beginning. I drank a little tequila before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And none of those were Valles tequilas. They're all Highlands tequilas. But I like both, honestly. I truly do. Okay, let's, you want to sip through them one more time before you rate yours?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with four. I'm going to go backwards. Okay, and what I'm going to do as you're drinking through them to rate them, I'm going to say number four to me.
Let me pull my note out of
my pocket. Well, I don't want to know yet.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to say number four.
You're going to put them behind the bottles.
Number four is Yayo. That's what I'm going to say on that.
Oh, that still has a cinnamon taste. So if you like cinnamon, whatever this one is, we will let you know.
Both of those are so good. But these are my guesses here. So number three is going to be Crete de Oro. Number two is going to be El Tesoro. Carreta. Yeah. Carreta. Carreta. Carreta de Oro, isn't it?
It has a name.
Right, Carreta. Carreta. I thought they said Carreta. Correct us in the notes. People love to correct me. Okay, show them. So here's my numbers. Four, Yayo. One, Musto. Three, Carreta. Two, El Tesoro Repo. And then you have to tell me which one's your favorite.
Three. Is
okay, so three's number one.
And then one.
One's number two.
Number two is number three, and number four is number four.
Okay, so tell me if I got mine right first. Hold up your little paper.
Number three is El Tesoro.
Really? Okay, so I got that wrong.
So then you obviously got number two wrong.
Right. What's number two?
Okay. Number four is yayo.
Okay.
So you did get that one right. Number two is
Musto. And then number one, El Tesoro.
Number one is Carreta.
Oh, Carreta de Oro.
Number three is El Tesoro.
So I got one right. But I really recognize the rum cast. But, you know, that shocks me because I had a different flavor profile in my mind for Musto. But still phenomenal. All of them phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your favorite one you got there? What's number three is your favorite? Number three was your number one? Ooh, and remember I told you the other night, I poured you a glass and said, this is going to be your favorite repo.
Oh, yeah?
Musto. Number three, Musto.
And that's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
Because that's the cinnamon.
Yeah, it does have a lot of cinnamon. I agree. In my mind, I picked up cinnamon in Carreta de Oro more than Musto.
Oh, so is that number one?
For me, it was number one. I don't know. What's your next one?
Number one.
Number one, Carreta de Oro.
Yeah. Yeah. It had a little,
it had cinnamon too.
But then when I tasted that, I was like, oh, no, that one's cinnamon.
Yep. Okay. And then what's your next one?
Number two is, my number three.
Yayo. And then the last one, El Tesoro, which that doesn't surprise me because, and that's the one you said had all the rain in it, right?
The pepper.
Pepper. Yeah. Because it's got a hot finish to it. Taste it. Does it got the rain in it?
I don't think it had rain if it had the pepper. I don't know what that was. I just tasted
it. No, it's completely different. All right, guys. So there you go. I didn't want to rate them 1, 2, 3, 4 and the ones that I like the best because all four of these are brands that I'll pull out and drink anytime. El Tesoro to me is a go-to because it's easy for me to get. Musto is such a new flavor for me that I love it. It's such an easy to drink tequila. Yayo, their new repo is just off the charts good. And Carreta de Oro, I really love everything they do. Their Blanco, their Añejo, their repo is all amazing. So I'm surprised I flipped a couple, but I can't get them right every time, right?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Now, you know what we have to do next, right? We mix them all into one.
We do our, what's it called?
We're blending.
Summer blend.
We're doing this is the Tasting Tequila with Brad summer blend. What? You ended up with a lot more tequila than me in that. Look at her. That's gracious. And look at the color of that. That's really pretty. Right. So now on the nose, I get like funkiness and cinnamon and I get some barrel and cooked agave. Like the smell is completely different. It literally is all of those smells in one.
Yeah.
What's that taste like?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
It tastes like cough medicine.
Really? So to you, they were all four better by themselves.
Yes.
Than blended
because
together.
The Blancos were really good together.
Yeah. Every Blanco we've blended is good. Changes it for you.
It's something. You want to taste mine?
Sure. I mean, I tasted mine. It's the same four blended together.
I might have had more of one than the other.
I did four perfect pours.
No, what I didn't drink.
That doesn't taste like cough medicine to me. That tastes phenomenal. I want to show one other thing. So my son knows that I love tequila. And they were at the liquor store one time. And they seen this absolutely amazing bottle. Because it is an amazing bottle. Now, the tequila that came in it. Nam 1466 Casino, maybe not the best tequila. So we used it up. We used this tequila in lots of mixed cocktails when friends and people that weren't really friends came over, right? The real friends, they got a good mixer. The people that weren't friends, they got these, right? They're watching. It's okay. They won't know who they are. So what I decided to do after I finished it, because one, this bottle is an amazing bottle. Make a comment if you think this bottle's cool. So what I did is I turned it into an infinity bottle. So when I get a new tequila sent to me, 1 ounce of the Blancos that come here, go in here, 1 ounce of the Repos in here, 1 ounce of the Añejos in here. So kind of like what we just did here, blending a bunch of tequilas together. And today I finished setting this up. So all Blancos, all Repos, all Añejos.
But multiple different kinds.
All different brands. Okay. Yeah. There's some Fortaleza in there. There's some El Tesoro. There's some Carreta de Oro. There's some Yayo, some Siempre. I mean, they're all in there. I just started picking some of my favorite brands and pouring an ounce of each one. So I'm really excited about having this to use as an infinity bottle. And I do have my new stickers on there as well. It comes out of this little spout. So you're going to start to see this bottle in a lot of my videos in the corner here. And every once in a while, I'm going to be sipping on these. So there you go. Thank you, Blakers. All right. Thanks for doing this with me again, babe.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll see everybody in about a month.
About a month. That's right. All right, babe.
I think it was a little bit longer than a month this time, but.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You still drink.
Just get so busy.
You drink tequila, though.
Yeah.
You just don't always want to do it on camera.
No.
Well, thanks for doing it on camera.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great night. If you could comment, share, like, tell me what you like about these videos and what you'd like me to keep doing. And salute for you, babe.
Cheers.